In today's Eco Report feature, Norm Holy interviews Abe Miller at Acadia National Park in Maine.
This is Norm Holy for WHB, and today I am speaking with Dr. Abraham Miller Rushing, who is the science coordinator at Acadia National Park in Bar Harbor, Maine. Could you describe for our listeners briefly, for those who have not been to Acadia, the features of the park?
Yeah, Acadia National Park is located on the east coast of Maine on the Atlantic Ocean. It's mainly a series of islands and with a little bit of land on one peninsula. And so we have dozens of islands that make up Acadia National Park, rocky coast, and we also occur right at the boundary between the boreal forest to the north and the temperate hardwood forest with oaks and maples to the south.
And are you seeing, one of the things our listeners would be interested in, are you seeing evidence of climate change in Acadia, and how is that expressed?
Oh, yeah. We are definitely seeing signs of climate change in Acadia. The main ways that I would say we're seeing it are through changes in the timing of natural events, so phenology, which are events like when trees leaf out or when birds migrate, when insects are active. And we see that our growing season, for instance, is about 60 days longer than it was 100 years ago. So that's the time between the last frost in the spring and the first frost in the fall.
60 days?
Dramatic change.
What other aspects of climate change effects are you seeing?
Yeah, the other big one besides changes in phenology here is because we're coastal, we see a lot of impacts of storm damage and sea level rise.
How much has the sea level risen in your area?
It's risen by about a foot over the past 100 years or so. So pretty close to a foot.
How much has the water temperature risen in your area?
Yeah, the Gulf of Maine is actually, over the past few decades, has warmed faster than most of the rest of the ocean. And that's in large part because the Gulf of Maine right here is fed by a current, the Labrador Current, coming out of the Arctic. And that current is getting fresher and weaker because of runoff from Canada and ice, the melting of Arctic sea ice. And so what that means is that our waters are getting warmer, and that, for instance, our lobster populations and a lot of other wildlife fish populations are shifting their ranges. So they're moving further and further north. And here we're getting more species that are typical of the south, things like squid, black sea bass. We're even getting more sea turtle sightings. Not frequent, but they're happening up here, which has not happened very much in the past, for sure.
Are you seeing transitions in vegetation at Acadia?
Yeah, we are seeing transitions already. So I mentioned that we're at the southern boundary of the boreal forest, which, you know, dominated by conifers like spruce and fir. And we're starting to see more deciduous trees from the south coming in. And so these are things like oaks and maples. And over the next 75 or 100 years or so, we're predicted to be one of the national parks that experiences the biggest change in our tree species, because we're expected to shift entirely or almost entirely to hardwood forests.
Now, anticipating this change, are you actually planting trees and flowers that will do better, or are you relying on the natural transition northward to accomplish this?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we're planning some restoration projects, some vegetation restoration projects right now. For instance, on Cadillac Mountain, which is the highest mountain on the Atlantic seaboard of the U.S.
Yes, I've seen the sunrise from the top of Cadillac Mountain.
Yeah, it's a great place to watch the sunrise. And a lot of the times of the year, it's the first place to catch the sun in the U.S. And we'll be restoring, we're starting a project to restore the vegetation up there. And we're looking at it through a climate change lens. So we can't, you know, in the past, we would have restored it to what it was, say, 100 years ago. But we know that the species, a lot of the species that occurred there 100 years ago would not survive in our climate today. Much warmer, much more heavy rains. And so what we're doing is we're experimenting with different mixes of species, including trying out species and populations from southern or from lower elevations, and then also from southern locations, just to see what survives well before we actually do the restoration project full bore.
Do you see any of our gifts from Indiana that we send your way? That is our CO2 from our coal-fired plants. You get our mercury and our acid rain. Are you seeing
any effects?
Yes,
it's remarkable. We have, when you look at our air quality, so clear days where you can see for a long ways over the ocean versus days where it's really hazy. Whenever the air masses that come in are coming in from the south or the southwest, are hazy days and our days where we get ozone watches and things like that, and days where our air comes in from the north or the northwest are clear, spectacular days where you can see for a good long ways. Very happily, our acid rain problems have gone down as as power plants have gotten better about, there's been more scrubbers installed on coal-fired power plants and the like. So we can actually see signs of our lakes and streams recovering as a result of less sulfur pollution and acid rain. And so that's a great win story. Unfortunately, we have a lot of other ways that our ecosystems are changing, and we're trying to help them adapt and keep them in as good a shape as we can.
I'd like to thank you very much for your comments today. I've been speaking with Abraham Miller Rushing. He's a science coordinator at Acadia National Park. Thank you very much for a really fascinating discussion.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.